94.5. It's Claresy, Matt and Kimber. It's just gone 8:11. We do sound a little bit different today. Things are a little bit more delayed, but Kimber at her place and Matt is at his right now. And one of the key things, guys, for people to remember, of course, during so much time at home is to look after ourselves. And one thing you can do, I've noticed social media can get nasty at the best of times, but I've noticed on Twitter last night it was getting a bit ridiculous and people have to really be careful of how much they absorb and get involved in conversations. Conversations, as we know, are great. You're not just sitting on the fence, you're a part of the community. But right now, it can get nasty and too much hatred's bad for the soul.
Yeah, I was really hoping that we'd actually get into a golden age of social media because we're all on it now, that things would get a little bit nicer, but obviously not.
Yeah, that's the way it can go sometimes. It's just gone 8:12. Hey guys, let's be honest, the financial support offered by the federal government has crossed the $220 billion mark. It is astronomical. It's over 16% of gross domestic product. It is incredible right now. We thought we'd find out more about what's going on, including this new JobKeeper payment. David Kosh. Koshy, good morning, mate. Welcome.
G'day, gang. Thank you for having me.
Koshy, the government is rolling out stimulus package after package. What is this JobKeeper payment?
Okay, basically it's to keep people, as the name suggests, in jobs. You would know right around the country at the moment, you see it with not only just pubs and restaurants closing, but retailers, all laying staff off, Qantas, Virgin, the travel industry absolutely decimated. So what this is, an incentive from the government to bosses saying, keep your staff on, and we will pay through you $1,500 a fortnight to keep staff on. Now, to give you an indication of how big this is, every quarter, the private sector wage bill of Australia, that is normal company wage bills in total, not counting the public service and say, education and the health, which are mainly government-funded anyhow.
Yep.
Our total wages bill is $127 billion a quarter. So what effectively the government is doing, the next two quarters is paying half of Australia's wage bill.
Wow.
To keep everyone in a job. It is huge. We have never seen a program like this in the history of Australia, ever.
Wow. And from your, you know, expertise and experience, David, do you think the government is, this is a good approach? This is a prudent use of our funds?
Absolutely. Yeah. This will keep us, now I don't want to, scare people or doom and gloom. You know I'm not that sort of person. I'm the supreme optimist.
No, of course not, yeah.
But this package will stop us going into a depression. Forget recession.
Yeah.
There's around the world with the closing of borders and the lack of travel and the lack of trade, the world could have been, and us, headed for a depression. Now, this will still go into a recession. It'll be a short, sharp recession. It will be deep. But this will stop us going the extra step. And it's really, I think, really good and has been resoundingly supported. This is the median wage of basically the average wage of Australia, the median wage, bit higher than the median wage in retail and hospitality. And it's a flat rate to everybody, doesn't matter how much you earn, and I think that's a good thing. So if you're in a job which you get less than that a month, you'll still get the $1,500. So you'll get a bit of a pay rise when it's passed through. And basically, it's saying to bosses, you've stood people down with no pay. If we give you this, you've got to pass this on immediately to all your staff.
Hey, Koshy, this is starting to make the support during the GFC, it's dwarfing it big time. But how about millions who'll get the $750 in their account tomorrow? Do you think people are going to spend that? Is it going to have the impact that the government thought?
Well, don't forget it's going to welfare recipients who need, every dollar they can to live on. So I think that will be... you're in two minds on whether people... That's why banks and basically at the direction of the Reserve Bank didn't pass on the last mortgage rate cut. they instead passed it on to cuts in business loan rates and things like that, because most mortgage holders, home loan borrowers, are just paying off their mortgage with it rather than going and spending it. We need stimulus in the economy now. We need money at your cafe or for your takeaways or to go to Bunnings or wherever to keep people in jobs.
And I know it's complicated, but it's been a real eye-opener. I mean, you know, I look at all these the big people in business who are meant to be the best business running. You know, they know their stuff. And as soon as there's an economic problem, all the staff lose their jobs, people are taking pay cuts, and everyone else is expected on the lower end of the scale and minimum wage people just to go upon living their lives as normal, paying their mortgages, paying their rent. It's a big ask.
Can see your point. But it doesn't matter whether you're the Dockers or the Eagles or Meyer or David Jones or Port. You've got to say, like, this came out of nowhere, this pandemic. This was, in the markets, they call it a black swan event. It just hit you for six. And has it what? But it's hit the whole globe for six. So no one saw this coming. No one could prepare for it. And it's, how the hell do we get through the other side?
Yeah.
How do we get through? Mm. And is it, you know, and it's, they're really harsh, and I understand and hear where you're coming from, because, you know, I've, in my family business, I've had to cut, start back to 4 days a week. I figure, let's see if we, and everyone agreed on it, at least there's income coming in, and rather than stand people down. And that's a, that was just a decision we made in our little business. We've only got 10 or 12 staff. But it's really important, and no boss likes doing it, because, you know, your staff are like your family. And it's like in at the station there. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, well, we don't want to be resorting to handing out bully beef rations when all this is over. David and the government doing their best at the moment. Thanks for your time, Koshy. Yep.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
David Kosh from Sunrise joining us on Mix 94.5, 818.